Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
April 25, 1805. Arrival on the banks of the Yellowstone. Over the last 2 days, the wind has been a great annoyance to the Corps. On the 23rd, it kept them from traveling until evening, and on the 24th, it halted their progress altogether. This wind whipped up a fine dust in the air, causing sore eyes. Captain Lewis wrote that they were forced to eat, drink, and breathe it very freely. He writes more about the wind today.
The wind was moderate this morning, though still hard. We set out at an early hour. The water freezed on the oars this morning as the men rowed. About 10 o'clock a.m., the wind began to blow so violently that we were obliged to lie to. My dog has been absent during the night, and I was fearful we had lost him altogether. However, much to my satisfaction, he joined us at 8 o'clock this morning. The wind had been so unfavorable to our progress for several days past, and, seeing but little prospect of favorable change, knowing the river was crooked from the report of the hunters who were out yesterday, and believing that we were at no very great distance from the Yellowstone River, I determined, in order as much as possible to avoid detention, to proceed by land with a few men to the entrance of that river and make the necessary observations to determine its position, which I hoped to effect by the time that Captain Clark could arrive with the party. Accordingly, I set out at 11 o'clock on the larboard, accompanied by 4 men. We proceeded about 4 miles when falling in with some buffalo. I killed a yearling calf, which was in good order. We soon cooked and made a hearty meal of a part of it and renewed our march. Our route lay along the foothills of the river. When we had proceeded about 4 miles, I ascended the hills from whence I had the most pleasing view of the country, particularly of the wide and fertile valleys formed by the Missouri and the Yellowstone rivers. I could not discover the junction of the rivers immediately, they being concealed by the woods. However, sensible that it could not be distant, I determined to encamp on the bank of the Yellowstone River, which made its appearance about 2 miles south of me. The whole face of the country was covered with herds of buffalo, elk, and antelopes. Deer are also abundant, but keep themselves more concealed in the woodland. The buffalo, elk, and antelopes are so gentle that we pass near them while feeding, without appearing to excite any alarm among them. We encamped on the bank of the Yellowstone River, 2 miles south of its confluence with the Missouri. Captain Meriwether Lewis, April 25, 1805.
Captain Clark and the rest of the Corps were kept in camp by the wind. At 5 o'clock, they were finally able to get underway and proceed up the river. Tomorrow, Clark catches up with Lewis.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.